Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the three types of Hajj, which people generally describe that there are three types of Hajj, and one of them is called Hajj Ifrad, which means that we only do Hajj in a single journey. We do not offer the Umrah. The other type of Hajj is called the Hajj Tamattu, in which the Umrah is also offered with the Hajj in the same journey. And this permission is given to people who do not live in the whereabouts of Haram or who are beyond the limits of Haram, So they are allowed to combine Hajj and Umrah in the same journey. Obviously, they have to pay a certain atonement for that. And the third type of Hajj is called Hajj Qiran. And that is, people say that this means that a person obviously combines Hajj and Umrah in one journey, and also he does the Hajj and Umrah in the same ihram. He does not take off the ihram after Umrah and ties the ihram afresh for the Hajj. He, on the contrary, uses the same ihram and he remains in the ihram from Umrah till Hajj, till the end. And this is, in their opinion, is called Hajj Qiran. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that as far as the types of Hajj is concerned, it is perhaps not a very accurate presentation to say that there are three types of Hajj. Hajj is only Hajj and Umrah is only Umrah. As far as Hajj is concerned, it is just Hajj Ifrad, which means that you do Hajj. However, if we combine Hajj with Umrah, then the Quran says that this can be done for people who live beyond the limits of Haram, and they can do so by offering a certain atonement. So actually it is giving us a concession, and it is needless to call this type of Hajj as Hajj Tamattu, because Hajj is Hajj. We are just combining the Umrah with that Hajj. So we must not make this distinction. It is needless. And the third distinction which is generally made is that there is another type of Hajj which is called Hajj Qiran. Now this is absolutely uncalled for, because it has arisen because of not understanding a certain narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As per that narrative, we know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came for his Hajjatul Wada, the last Hajj, he had performed, he had offered the Umrah also, and he had brought those animals of Hadi, the sacrificial animals, along with him. When he had come, and he offered the Umrah and the Hajj together, in other words. So it was on this occasion that the Prophet remarked that had what has become known to him earlier, he would not have bought these animals of Hadi along with him, because if he was to avail this concession of combining his Hajj and Umrah in the same journey, he wanted to come out of his ihram after Umrah, but that he could not, because he was carrying the Hadi or the animals of sacrifice with him. And regarding the animal sacrifice, we know that if we have to come out of the ihram, then the animals have to be sacrificed first, then he has to be cut, and then we have to take off the ihram. So unless, as the Quran says, لَا تَحْلِكُ رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدِيُ مَحِلَّ, you cannot shave your hair unless the Hadi or the animals have been sacrificed. So, since that sacrifice could not have been made, obviously that sacrifice has to be made on the day of Yawm al-Nahar, which is on the day of Nahar, which is the 10th of Zilhajj. Because the Prophet was carrying the Hadi with him, he was not able to come out of Ihram, because one can only come out of Ihram after the sacrifice has been made. And since the sacrifice will be made on the 10th of Zilhajj, on the day of Nahar, so the Prophet would have to remain in the Ihram. So he said what has become evident to him at this juncture, and that was that he should not have bought those animals of Hadi. Had he not bought them with himself, he would have come out of the restrictions of Ihram, he would have come out of the Ihram, and then he would have tied the Ihram of Umrah afresh. And at that time, he could have taken the animals of Hadi at the time of Hajj. Because it is very obvious that since he had brought along these animals of Hadi with him, he could not have come out of Ihram for Umrah. So this is what he had actually remarked, and this remark actually became the basis of people understanding the fact, or considering the fact, that Hajj and Umrah, if they are combined in a journey in one ihram, then this is called Hajj Qiran. Whereas Hajj Qiran, as I said, has arisen because the Prophet had just remarked that had he not brought these animals of Hadi with him, he would have come out of this ihram, taken off this ihram for Umrah, and then tied it afresh for Hajj, because as I repeatedly said, he had these animals of sacrifice. So in that case, what he imagined was that he should not have brought these animals. He would have been able to come out of his ihram of Umrah, and then he could have bought these animals directly at the time of Hajj and then offered their sacrifice, because he would at that time would be in ihram. So it needs to be understood that Hajj Iqran is no type of Hajj as is generally understood, because it has arisen out of a certain remark of the Prophet, out of a certain situation in which the Prophet found himself in which he had brought those animals of Hadi. Had he not brought those animals, as he had himself remarked, that I wish he had not brought them, he would have easily come out of the ihram and then he would have tied the ihram afresh for Hajj. So what he was not saying, that there is a type of Hajj in which we stay in ihram for Umrah and for Hajj, and we offer the Umrah and ihram in the same ihram, Umrah and Hajj in the same ihram. That is not what he meant at all. He actually meant that since he is in this compulsion that he had bought these animals, so therefore he cannot take off this ihram. So what needs to be understood is that Hajj Qiran is no type of Hajj. And Hajj Tamattu also is not, we don't need to call Hajj Tamattu as Hajj Tamattu, because obviously it's just an act of combining Umrah with Hajj. So there's no need to give this distinction. Hajj is Hajj and Umrah is Umrah. This is the bottom line, but I'd like to clarify. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ